Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Great interest to a conversation you all had regarding the National Flight Academy. And by way of introduction, I'm Kyle Kozad, President and CEO of the Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. During those conversations, there were a lot of discussion of the lack of local impact on our STEM outreach program. So I'd like to share some numbers, because when I joined the foundation in 2020, I had the same exact impression that you all did. Very little impact. And I set out to change that.
There was a conversation at the Board of County Commissioners that we had kind of talked about. I had never really played the clips from it. I don't think it's really all that relevant to play them now, because Admiral Kozad is going to clear up all the mess. But there was, basically the county commissioners were saying not enough local kids get to go take advantage of the National Flight Academy on board NAS Pensacola. We need to do something about that. It's a STEM education. It's a perspective shaping experience. All of these things are good. And why don't the kids get any access to that? Or why not more kids get access to that? Especially, why is it Santa Rosa gets so much more access than Escambia County? Some of which is true, some of which is not quite true. Again, that was a conversation they had. I had talked about this with Tim Kinsler when he was on the show talking more about traffic to the base, but also this had come up. And obviously, Rear Admiral Kyle Kozad, now retired, he was the head of NETSI on board NAS Pensacola, and he is now the head of the foundation for the museum. And he wanted to go to the board and clarify some of these things, just so that everybody's got the facts and they could really know the variety of opportunities that are available to our kids.
Here, over 2,530 local Escambia County students, many of which attend Title I schools, will attend some sort of STEM outreach, STEM exposure programs at the National Flight Academy or the National Naval Aviation Museum. From a grade of 5 through 12, many at no cost to Escambia County.
Yeah, that's great. 2,500 kids a year from Escambia County. And then?
I'll start with our fifth grade program that's new to the area called Starbase.
Because there are a lot of different programs, and it's a little hard to keep track of them all, even for me. Okay, so I really appreciated that Kozad gave them all in the way he did.
This year, we estimate that over 1,600 students will attend Starbase on board the National Flight Academy. That's 25 curriculum hours spread out over 5 days. I'll tell you that in the 2 years since we opened, 100% of our Title I schools will have children who attended that program. 100% at no cost to Escambia County.
That's fantastic. 100% of Title I schools sent somebody to that. No cost to the county. 1,600 kids for a 25-hour experience over the course of 5 days. That's program one, Starbase.
In addition to that, we have 145 summer camp opportunities at no cost to students.
Okay, 105 scholarship, basically no cost summer camp.
We were also recently approved for Starbase 2.0, which is an after-school program allowing 20 students from Warrington Prep Academy an opportunity to go through similar STEM outreach at Warrington Prep.
So instead of being done at the museum, it's being done at the school, Warrington Prep. Okay, that's a good thing, a variation of Starbase going out into the community.
For our middle schoolers, we have the Flight Adventure Deck, and Flight Adventure Deck encompasses primarily field trips to the museum, where kids get an opportunity to do 12 to 15 stations where they do hands-on aviation-related exposure to STEM. Escambia County, with the modest cost of busing, participates for free, no cost to the students. This year, we anticipate 732 students. Interesting when you compare that to Santa Rosa County, who takes much greater advantage of the program. They'll have almost quadruple that at 3,219. And this is just all about opportunity, raising your hand and signing up for different sessions.
It's actually more than four times as much. But yeah, that's weird. Escambia County taking about 732 kids for the Flight Adventure Deck experience, going to the museum and learning on basically it's STEM activities built around all of the planes that they have on display there. So that's kind of the premise of that. But that's a case where Santa Rosa definitely takes more advantage of it. And we'll explain more about that in a second. And then the National Flight Academy program.
Finally, kind of the capstone program that you talked about specifically, National Flight Academy. The very first year I was here, we had 25 local students who were able to attend. This year, that number is up to 200. And I will tell you that we've worked hard to leverage fundraising. We have 107 scholarships that will go to local students. Again, over to the county to decide and the school district to decide which needs-based students get to attend that. And we have 76 remaining for this summer program.
So that's the big program. That's the one that kind of people think about a lot. But that's, you know, another version of it. So the question is, what more could they do?
I also have capacity during the school year to set up something similar to Starbase, whether that's a one-day field trip where high schoolers get to come out and go through, you know, different mission planning opportunities, learn about airplanes, learn about technology, or whether that's a 25 curriculum hour program. I just need the help from a funding perspective to be able to put that in place, ready to do that next year with a partnership between the county and the National Flight Academy.
So they have more capacity. They could handle more kids. Money is always going to be the issue. So, you know, if the county is willing or if the Escambia Children's Trust is willing, there are ways to make this happen. Just a couple of more follow-ups on this in a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are on Pensacola Boulevard coming southbound, that is backed up all the way from Detroit Boulevard to 9 Mile Road in that little outside the Home Depot there in the Walmart. And if you're heading eastbound on 98, you're going to see a lot of traffic all the way from 87 going into Windhaven Beach. So be expecting some delays there. Otherwise, not seeing anything major on the roadways this morning. If you do see anything, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. This report is sponsored by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, a fantastic resource. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, especially on the sales side, I mean, they really have this down to a science, a formula, really, of how to get your home sold, how to take the pictures, how to stage it, where to list it online, when to have the open house, how to time everything, the price it, just all of that stuff so that you get the best possible outcome selling your home. They have been doing this so effectively, 175 homes sold last year. In this market, you know, where things are not exactly super easy to sell these days, not like it was a couple of years ago where, you know, you kind of cough up a home sales. Right now, and the things they learned in that time to be super effective, they're still doing today, and it's still super effective, and that's the point. On the buy side, same thing. Or, you know, what the sellers are going to do. You know what they're going to offer, what they'll take as an offer, what you can negotiate on, what you can't negotiate on. A great advantage to you if you're actually trying to buy a home, even a new build. Something that Christina Leavenworth talks about is how much she can help you with that process, too. Get them to buy down your points or do other things. There's value to having a realtor. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. One note, we are again today, or at least we were this morning, and I've gotten a couple of texts about this as well, that the FM signal on 92.3 and or 95.3 is, you know, there's static, there's intermittent, sometimes it's bleed over from other stations. I know, I'm so sorry. And, you know, our engineers have really been working on this. It's not really an engineering thing. It has to do with the power of the signal and also the atmosphere. And here's the answer. AM 1620 is always there. That's the base signal. That's our home. That's what we started on, and that is always available. I know you have to switch over to AM, and the FM is just a little bit clearer, but the AM is always going to be there for you. So you can, if you ever have trouble on the FM, AM 1620 is there. Or, of course, you can listen on the app. On your phone, right in your car, on your Bluetooth, whatever, that's very easy, News Radio Pensacola. Back to the conversation about the various STEM opportunities at the base through the National Flight Academy or through the museum, Admiral Kyle Kozad.
I also have capacity.
Oh, sorry, I played that one already. Commissioner Bergosh was asking, well, okay, how much does that, you know, big capstone National Flight Academy one-week program cost?
There's some students in our schools locally at Title I schools extremely challenged that would really benefit from a seven-day adventure. And if cost is the obstacle or the impediment, I want to find a way to facilitate that.
Yeah, so you're spot on. The answer is cost. There's a cost component to
it. And is it $1,700 for the seven-day trip?
$1,700 for the six-night.
The six-night.
Now, you can spread that out, though, because I was very interested in your discussion. And, you know, one of you mentioned we want 100% of our Title I kids to have an opportunity to go
Absolutely.
Out there with that exposure.
Absolutely.
You know, that can start with a one-day. It can grow to a one-day over five different days.
How much is the one-day, Admiral?
One-day is $99.
That should have happened yesterday.
And that's what he was saying, is even out of his discretionary money, he'd be willing to fund that. But that seems like, you know, if we can just get all the kids, especially all the kids who have, you know, impoverished backgrounds, to get some exposure to this, it would be a good thing for them, a horizon broadening thing, a STEM education thing. I mean, and so Mike Kohler asked the natural question, which is, so why does Santa Rosa County participate so much more than Escambia County at some of these things?
You said Santa Rosa had 3,000 students. I think we said we're a little over 700.
Yeah.
What's the real difference? Why is that? I don't understand.
So traditionally, Santa Rosa has embraced the program more than Escambia County. And I think for Escambia County, it boils down to busing because that's the only cost. Actually, so Escambia and Santa Rosa County each provide a teacher that's on site. So they help facilitate that program. But the only other cost to the county is, you know, busing to get kids back and forth. We pick up, we bear all the other costs of the program.
Okay, so maybe we need to work with our school board members.
Yeah, maybe so. You know, let's figure out what is the impediment because, you know, Santa Rosa County, I'm glad to have as many Santa Rosa County kids take advantage of these programs as we can, but, you know, Santa Rosa is, about 60% the population of Escambia County? So Escambia ought to be at least 1.5 times as many. You know, let's get 4,500 or 5,000 kids out there. And, you know, let's do it. 721. And by the way, the commission seemed eager to do this, and I certainly see there's possibilities that they could partner with the Escambia Children's Trust on this. And, you know, what's the impediment right now? Again, don't know. Ask the school board. Maybe it's the willingness to pay for buses or the availability of buses. Again, problems that seem like they could have a solution. 721 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you desire appreciation? Do you find yourself full of anxiety and frustration when you've served people humbly, yet it seems they've completely taken you for granted? Certainly, if you've served in such a way, people should be thankful and they should express their appreciation. However, it's unhealthy and unwise for any of us to crave appreciation from others. The fact is, people are generally consumers. They will often consume your service and move on to the next thing in their lives. The key is to serve others as unto the Lord. Do your service thoroughly and humbly as if you're serving God Himself. Lay up your treasures in heaven. Man's approval and appreciation is way overrated. And frankly, God's approval is way undersought.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The celebration continues at Peakmore Imports during Volkswagen's 75th anniversary sales event. Drive the Volkswagen Tiguan, a spacious SUV with plenty of savings, like a $2,000 customer cash discount, or lock in 0% APR for 60 full months. And for VW's largest SUVs, the Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport, you can choose 1.9% APR for 60 months or a $3,000 customer cash discount. For 75 years, Volkswagen has delivered a lineup of vehicles much loved by generations. From the VW ID.4 EV, the VW Taos, the ever-popular Jetta sedan, and the GTI and Golf R performance cars. VW continues to deliver excitement today. So come to Peatmore Imports and celebrate with savings. 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualifying credit through PCI and a standalone offer in lieu of customer cash discounts. Must take retail delivery by April 30th. See dealer for details.
At any event, gathering, or party, what's the one thing people talk about when it's over? The food! That's why, for over 25 years, locals have chosen Culinary Production as their caterer of choice. Chef Mike DeSorbo and his culinary team have been given rave reviews from very satisfied customers. And now, Culinary Production offers a venue space for your next event. A venue space for 250-plus people with catering, bar service, and more, all in downtown Pensacola. Get all the information you need at culinaryproductions.net.
Join Ballet Pensacola's new artistic director, Stefano Candrivra, today at 10 a.m. with guest dancers from Ballet Pensacola's upcoming performance of The Sleeping Beauty. Tickets are online at balletpensacola.org. From May 3rd through May 5th, shows at the Sanger Theater. Don't miss this classic story of Princess Aurora cursed with 100 years of sleep. The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dave, I really think I'm entitled to an answer to that question.
I got a good text here. Somebody suggested on the access to the base, if busing is the issue, ECAT buses. I mean, I think that we all generally recognize that ECAT has capacity. I don't know what kind of, you know, numbers would be involved in all of that, but if there's some shortage of busing in Escambia County, you know, we do have this massive bus system that is capable of doing. I mean, it seems like that'd be an answer. So I don't, you know, just that. County leaders, I know, listen to the show, so maybe that's a solution, and I just wanted to mention it in case nobody thought about it before. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you are on Pensacola Boulevard, you are going to be backed up all the way from Detroit Boulevard to 9 Mile Road, if you're heading southbound, that is. And I wish I could offer you an alternate route, but Palafox Road is backed up from Burgess to 9 Mile Road. So if you're coming southbound into Pensacola, be expecting some delays. Otherwise, eastbound Gulf Beach Highway and Navy Boulevard seeing some buildup this morning. And if you're coming in from Pace, we are seeing some buildup right as you get off that bridge. So be expecting that. Otherwise, looking good. I-10 and I-110 all seeming fine. And if you're coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, we do see some of that morning traffic, particularly building up outside of Gulf Breeze High. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Arizona's House of Representatives has now voted to repeal a Civil War-era abortion law. State Democrats did successfully push through a bill to repeal that 1864 law banning nearly all abortions in the state. It's now headed to their Senate, where it's expected to pass next month. Dozens of people arrested following protests on the South Lawn at the University of Texas Austin yesterday. Video showing law enforcement in riot gear pushing protesters back, one person being pinned to the ground. Reportedly, one of the people arrested was a television news photographer in the city. And by the time it was all said and done, 34 arrests were made. And a Beatles guitar that's been missing now for over 50 years has been discovered in the attic of a British house. Julian's Auction says the 12-string Hootenanny acoustic guitar is the same one that John Lennon played classics on, such as Norwegian Wood, and he can be seen playing the guitar in the movie Help.
Huh. All right. Cool. Oh, that's a hootenanny of a story. All right, David. Excellent. Yeah, I know. It's like you want to tell your friends you listen to the show, and then you hear me say stuff like that, and you're like, but do I really want to be associated with all this?
I'm just going to start stealing a line from Al on Home Improvement. I don't think so, Andrew.
Yeah, that's fair. Or,
boo!
Yes!
That's fair.
I've been waiting for that to come back.
You can never have it too many times.
Boo!
Anyway, 728 on News. Jonathan Green can be my two old angry men up in the Muppets balcony. That's what we can do. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. Hey, if you're thinking about buying that next car, or you've been putting it off, because I know that's what typically you do, because nobody likes buying a car. I mean, who likes buying a car? Come on. It's a frustrating, annoying, irritating, inconvenient, right? I mean, that's why you don't. Okay. But you know you need one. Or you've been putting off realizing or admitting, right? So go to Frontier, look around, look at a price sheet for a car. If you find one you like, if you don't find what you like, they can go look for it for you, but sample a bunch of different ones. On that, on the price sheet, attached to it, there's going to be a Carfax. That's a vehicle maintenance history for the car to the degree it's been reported. Not every mechanic will, and, you know, the Carfax is not everything, okay? Trust me when I tell you that you should also go get a good used vehicle inspection when you're buying a used car, because you can find things you would not find from just looking at the Carfax. But it's a good start, okay? So if you're buying a car from somebody else, you know, a corner lot or Facebook Marketplace, or, you know, you see some car parked somewhere that's got a for sale sign, okay, great. If they don't give you a Carfax, go to take the VIN and go to Frontier, and they'll give you one for free. You say, why would they help you buy a car from somebody else? Because they can, because it's helpful, because being a good neighbor, you know? So it's just available as a service. So when I say that Frontier Motors has been serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway, I actually mean that word. 729 News Radio 92.3. Oh, the military is now deployed. This is kind of amazing. A laser weapon. Now, they may have other ones as well that they have deployed, but we have first confirmation that they have deployed lasers primarily to combat enemy drones. And this is a fairly high-powered one. I mean, in testing, it'll, like, shoot down a missile. PHEL, for the, what does that acronym stand for? I just had it in front of me, and now I don't have it. Palletized high-energy laser, 20 kilowatt, to support the Army mission. It just looks like a, I don't know, a robot box on top of a platform that you can move into the field and then shoot down drones with it. It has achieved a kill against an incoming... the service will not confirm that it's achieved a kill against an incoming drone just yet. But we've seen other similar operational testing showing that, you know, they can take down drones or, you know, quadcopters or things like that. So kind of cool if that's actually working for us, which certainly I hope that it is. We'll be back in just a minute talking to Mike Wood from the Pensacola Police Department. And David Wayne has your local news after that.
Fox News. I'm CJ Papa. Donald Trump stopping at a construction site earlier today on the east side of Midtown Manhattan, speaking to about 200 union workers, drowning out reporters' questions.
Do you anticipate three judges?
USA!
Four judges?
The former president discussing the massive case. His lawyers will argue in front of the Supreme Court today that presidents should be free of criminal prosecution.
A president has to have immunity. If you don't have immunity, you just have a ceremonial president.
It's connected to the election meddling case brought by special counsel Jack Smith. The former president will be inside a Manhattan courtroom day 7 in his hush money trial. Prosecution will resume its questioning of David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, now Judge Juan Merchan, not allowing Mr. Trump to travel to D.C. for that Supreme Court hearing. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, sunshine 65 in Pensacola. Absolutely beautiful morning out there. Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Burgosh promising some big changes for the Perdido Key Roundabout. He says in 18 years of public service, it's been the issue that's generated the most anger among his constituents.
Staff's going to bring me a plan to enlarge it, to make it of sufficient size that it works, like the one at the Pensacola Bay Bridge, right? That one works well. No one's complaining about that. No one complains about the ones in other parts of the country because they're built right. This one was shoehorned in. It was too small. Bring me a plan to make it big of a sufficient size, or bring me the plan to demo it and put a traffic light there.
And that from his monthly coffee with a commissioner on social media. Burgosh also announced that the rumble strips at the roundabout should be removed by this coming Monday. He says the plans are still being finalized on how to move forward. And until they figure that out, residents will have to deal with it as is. But he says he is committed to fixing that problem. Governor Ron DeSantis says Florida has now rescued hundreds of Americans from Haiti. He said yesterday the state has successfully brought over 700 people home in the last month, despite what he says is a lack of cooperation from the federal government. Negotiations over gambling and the lottery continuing in Alabama among lawmakers there. A committee made up of House and Senate leaders has been meeting behind closed doors with just 6 days left in the state's legislative session. Representative Sam Jones says the two chambers are currently disagreeing on whether to allow betting and casinos. The Florida Highway Patrol says an infant girl has now died after a crash on Tuesday on West Jackson Street. That happened near the intersection with Fitzgerald Street. Investigators say a blue sedan was backing out of a driveway and backed into the path of another vehicle that was traveling west on Jackson. The two-month-old girl was a passenger in that vehicle. The crash investigation now being taken over by FHP's Traffic Homicide Division. Governor Ron DeSantis putting pen to paper on some hurricane bills yesterday. One of those would spend $30 million on a pilot program to benefit condo owners.
This is going to help the coastal condominium associations harden condo infrastructure and protect against wind damage by creating a program similar to My Safe Florida Home.
Another bill, My Safe Florida Home, putting $200 million into hardening homes against hurricanes. The governor says that program is prioritizing senior citizens who have fixed incomes and older homes. Well, about a month ago, News Radio 92.3 reported on a plan to bring lifeguards into Perdido Key. We're now learning that the lifeguards should be stationed at Perdido Key sometime by Memorial Day weekend.
We are going to have a lifeguard stand that we just recently bought. It's going to be delivered here at Beach Access 2. Sometime in the first week of May is what we're hearing. And then we'll put a lifeguard stand out there. We'll have two lifeguards at that stand at Beach Access 2. We'll still have our contingency at Johnson's Beach or some kind of hybrid. And then we're also going to have a roving lifeguard out here in a truck going to 1, 3, and 4, just roving through.
Escambia County Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore, he says the lifeguards should be on duty on Perdido Key by Thursday, May 23rd. Last year, a particularly deadly year along the Gulf Coast. It is 7:35, and Jimmy's got our traffic on the fives.
If you are heading southbound on Pensacola Boulevard, you are going to be backed up all the way from Detroit Boulevard to 9 Mile Road. Old Palafox as well, backed up from Burgess to 9 Mile Road. And traffic at the gate of Hurlburt Field is backing up. Entrance to Hurlburt Field is backing up traffic all the way to 87 on Highway 98. So if you're heading eastbound there, be expecting that. And if you're coming in from Pace and Milton, you can expect some slowdowns coming into Pensacola when you get off the bridge there. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, Jimmy. Now our Channel 3 forecast with Brooke Richardson.
We had a beautiful day in store for today with temperatures warming up near 82 degrees, plenty of sunshine. Lows tonight dropping near 65 degrees. For Friday, partly cloudy skies, high near 78. Friday night temperatures dropping near 67. Our gorgeous pattern continues for the weekend with plenty of sunshine, highs topping out upper 70s, low 80s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. And right now, 65 in Pensacola, 65 in Gulf Breeze, 60 in Milton. Your next news at 8 o'clock and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Chipotle Mexican Grill says it has no plans to open another Farmesa Fresh Eatery with a spinoff menu that focused on customizable bowls after its initial ghost kitchen location closed. CEO Biron Nicole says Chipotle's primarily focus now is on its own brand, both in the U.S. and globally, by growing its international business. Rubrik has priced its IPO at $32 a share. The data management software company previously said it expected to sell shares between $28 and $31 each. Rubrik will be the third notable venture-backed tech IPO of the year in the U.S., following Reddit and Astera Labs. Futures are moderately lower. Wednesday, the Dow Industrials lost 42, the NASDAQ gained 16, and the S&P 500 up 1. Once again, futures are moderately lower. The Dow Industrials lost 42. That's your money now.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're a storyteller, negotiator, artist, innovator. Whatever your passion, whatever your skills, behind the scenes or in front, you belong here. A career in broadcast media. Local radio and TV stations in every town and city need someone like you. So do what you love and bring your talent to life. Your passion, your skills, your career. You belong here. Learn more at youbelonghere.media.
Severe weather can strike at any time.
New tornado warning just in effect now for Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Looking at the map here, this is west of Bellevue, pushing eastward across West Pensacola.
When you need to know.
So this is the warned area. Now a tornado warning in effect until 2:03.
Severe weather can strike at any time. When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 7:39 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And you know what? I should more often say it. And AM 1620. I know, you know, around this time of year, we sometimes have atmospheric issues that our FM signals, which are lower power because they're repeaters of the AM signal, run into. So I know you're having that issue sometimes. I know I had it this morning when I was driving into work. If that's ever the case, you can always listen to an AM 1620. That is always there. That's the big main original signal. And then also on the phone, you know, get your app, download the News Radio Pensacola app. It works great. You know, one button play. It's very easy. And if you can, you know, hook that up to your Bluetooth in your car or whatever, it's very, very simple to operate. And you can, you know, one of the, we don't talk about this a lot, but you can pause me. You can pause me and, you know, come back later. It'll remember your spot. Anyway, Mike Wood is a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department, and he never pauses me. Welcome back. Welcome back to the show, Mike.
I guess I could get paused, too. I've never thought about that before. That's a good point.
That's true. No, if they can pause me, they can pause you. You know, that's the power. hey, I wanted to ask you, you know, obviously you're aware Mobile is moving away from the ShotSpotter, I guess because of cost concerns, you know, and we talked about this with the sheriff on Tuesday, but I wanted to follow up with you because obviously PPD and Escambia County Sheriff's Office are both the primary, the only users here locally, each with 3 square miles of coverage for it. From your perspective, from the police department's perspective, ShotSpotter is paying off, working very effective, helpful, or otherwise?
All of the above. It's working great for us. You know, it's still new, but it's working. In fact, the second day that it was online, we received a ShotSpotter notification of shots being fired. Officers responded and found shell casings. So there was a shooting there, but nobody ever called 911. So it proved itself on day number two. And it's something that it's a tool that we're continuing to use and that has been very beneficial for us.
And so when we talked with the sheriff about this on Tuesday, he made the comment that, you know, hundreds of incidents that have been, you know, caught by ShotSpotter, but not an awful lot of crimes. He didn't mean it's a bad thing. He just meant that, you know, there's a lot more people shooting. I mean, I called 911 last night because somebody put 8 shots in the air near our house last night. And, you know, I was like the 10th person to call, they told me. So, you know, it happens. People shoot guns. Many of them are not at a person or with an injury or something like that. What's the ratio for you guys in terms of criminal events versus other that we're just not sure about?
Well, the sheriff brought up a good point, and he's right. It's not just the shootings, actual shootings, but law enforcement needs to know where the shots are being fired so we can concentrate our efforts, such as street crimes units and things like that, over in those areas. We can saturate those areas and find out what the problem is, who is doing it, and make an arrest. You don't necessarily have to be shot in order, you know, for those things to happen. We just need to know where the problem areas involving guns are, and ShotSpotter is valuable in that way as well.
And then the only last thing on this is when the grant funding runs out, if it runs out, I assume that at that point you're going to assess the question of, is it worth continuing, at what cost, where can we secure funds, all that kind of stuff, which is, what, about a year and a half out now?
Yes, and that's with any program that we have. When, you know, when you're talking taxpayer dollars and grants and things like that, when the money runs out, we've got to decide where we're going to spend the money, where we're going to get the money, and whether it's prudent to do so. So that's something that we will revisit later.
Very good. You had a note this week that there's a fairly high or higher than average number of scams running around right now. What's that all about?
Yeah, and we talk about this often, and we can't talk enough, and we had one individual lose $49,000 of savings to a scammer. And, you know, if you know people that are not just the elderly, but the people just trust others. And I got to tell you, these scams are, they use caller ID information. They put it in there that shows at times it's been Pensacola Police Department. They use names of officers that actually work there. While that's not the case in every scam, they do sound legitimate and they take your money. But people need to know, if you know somebody that can be vulnerable like that, that is very trusting, law enforcement will never, ever ask for money over the phone to settle a warrant, a traffic ticket, or anything like that. And they're posing as bail bondsmen that will do the same thing. So if cryptocurrency comes up in the conversation or gift cards comes up in the conversation, hang up on them. It's not legitimate.
It's so discouraging because the primary prey target is elderly people who have done nothing but work hard and save their whole lives. And they're not as sophisticated technologically, and they're not as sophisticated psychologically, maybe, especially if they're getting older. And they are that's the golden pot they're looking for. And it's, how can we protect those people better? You know, it's a very, very frustrating situation, right?
Absolutely. And I'm talking to one of the investigators yesterday, the look in his eyes, the anger of these people losing their money. And sometimes they're able to get some of the money back. But anytime you're dealing in cryptocurrency, that money is gone. It's instantly gone, and there's nothing they can do to get it back. So it's very frustrating. It's, you know, on law enforcement's part, it's a sad thing. And I don't think that it's ever going to go away. The best thing that we can hope to do is educate the public on these types of things. If there's any doubt in your mind, if you trust your gut feeling, hang up on those people and don't give them a cent.
Right, absolutely. We're talking to Mike Wood, the public information officer for PPD. Hang on for just a second, Mike. Let's get traffic on the fives with Jimmy.
If you're heading south on Pensacola Boulevard, you're going to be backed up all the way from Detroit Boulevard to 9 Mile Road, as well as Old Palafox, which is backed up from Burgess to 9 Mile Road. Coming in from Pace, we are seeing some buildup right as you get off that bridge. Eastbound on Gulf Beach Highway and Navy Boulevard, seeing some buildup this morning as well. Eastbound on I-10, starting at the Pine Forest exit, going for about a half a mile east, you're backed up. And Beverly Parkway heading east is backed up from Palafox Road to past North W Street. If you're heading in from Pensacola, heading into Pensacola from Gulf Breeze and Navarre, you can expect some traffic right before that Avalon exit there. And going eastbound on Highway 98, you're going to see some traffic backed up from Herbert Field, so be expecting delays. If you see anything else, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Back to Mike Wood, the public information officer for PPD. This week, Lakeview actually said that they have their new, you know, intake center for Bacharach patients is up and running. We're actually going to be talking to the president tomorrow about that. I assume this is a bit or big hallelujah moment for you guys in law enforcement?
It's a huge hallelujah moment. You know, in police work, you want the officers on the street ready for emergency calls, ready to do their jobs at a moment's notice. And then you have situations, you know, such as Bacharach and things like that, that used to take hours, that would keep the officer busy or off the street for hours. This is going to help eliminate that problem. Maybe not totally, but it sure does make it go from hours to a few minutes of tying the officer up, and we're very glad to see that.
Right, and, the mayor is enthusiastic about this. I'm sure Sheriff Simmons is enthusiastic about this. I mean, everybody, this is what we've been waiting for, so this is great news. And, you know, it may not be, as the mayor said yesterday, that everybody necessarily, personally encounters this need for service, but, you know, when you have delays because police officers are tied up doing other things and then they can't come to your call fast enough or as fast as you'd like them to, we see the impact of not having something like this, so that's good. We always like to end with a did you know or a cop myth. Do you have one for me this week, Mike?
Yeah, did you know that you can get arrested for DUI and not drive? And basically what I'm talking about is sleeping it off in your car. And Florida is one of the states where you can be arrested for a DUI if you're sleeping it off in the car. And there's a lot of issues here. There's a lot of ways this could happen. Now, if you're passed out at the wheel in the middle of 9th and Cervantes, that's obviously a DUI. But what if you're outside of a bar and you're in the car and the vehicle is running and you're sleeping in the driver's seat? The answer is yes, you can be arrested for that. Now, officers take everything into consideration when they see something like this. If you're in your vehicle and you're in the back seat and the keys are in the glove box, you have to take that into consideration. Is that something you want to arrest somebody for? For a DUI, probably not. But we just want to make sure everybody understands that we get it if you try to do the right thing and not drive, but you're going to need to make it very, very obvious to law enforcement that you are not intending to drive, and that's the back seat sleeping with the keys or the key fob in the glove box. But if you're in the front seat and it's running, that could probably be a problem for you.
Interesting. No, that makes sense. It's an interesting difference, for example, with the texting law, where if you're stopped, you're not texting and driving. But if you're stopped and you're drunk, you know, even if you're not moving or not intending to move, you definitely are in violation. So back seat sleep or sleep in the trunk if you want. Sleep it off in the trunk, right?
Well, that's definitely going to get our attention if we see that or pop a trunk open. Yeah, let's not do that. But yeah, the back seat is good. But you know, in another scenario is if you're, let's say you made somebody upset in a bar and you had every intention of driving drunk, and you get out to your car and all four of your tires are slashed, and now you're in the car sleeping because you had no way to drive home. Is that a DUI? Well, that vehicle cannot be operated.
Huh.
So, you know, we have a lot of things that we have to take into consideration when we're on the scene. The best thing to do is to take that Lyft, Uber, cab, or have a designated driver.
Always is the best answer. Mike Wood, he's the public information officer for PPD. Mike, as always, thank you for the time and keeping us informed, sir. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
749 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Man, I am so excited. We finally got to go to Pounders last week, my son's birthday, and that was, he's like, I'm like, where do you want to go? Pounders? You want to think about Pounders? Are you Pounders? So, all right, fair. This is a Hawaiian grill. Right now, it's located in the Old Dickies by JCPenney and Academy Sports in the University Mall parking out in front on Davis Highway. And I'm just telling you, this is our family's favorite restaurant that every time we were out of town and we'd come through Crestview, we would always go north on, out of I-10, go all the way up, because it was always up all the way up at the north end of town. Drive all the way up there, get it, and be happy all the way home. And I used to always tell them, I'd go in the back room and say, hey, in the kitchen, like, man, it was so good. When are you coming to Pensacola? And they'd always be like, we're working on it. And well, now they've done it. So very exciting. Teriyaki chicken is amazing. The teriyaki steak, equally amazing. The Kahlua pig, also amazing. Garlic chicken, white rice, brown rice, macaroni salad, leafy greens, cabbage. It's so good. Oh, it is really so good. And they're not open Sunday or Monday. So you got to go like today, tomorrow, or Saturday, and then wait till Tuesday. So don't plan your trip and then get there on Sunday. But other days of the week, fantastic. Pounders Hawaiian Grill, excellent, excellent Hawaiian food.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Get news at the top and bottom of every hour with WEAR-TV, our local news team, and Fox News on News Radio Pensacola.
Snoochie Boochie Noochies.
So, we put the rumble strips, they were too intense. I saw this morning, just as I'm coming here, I've ridden over them, I have a truck, no problem, but other people in sedans, they're going around it. And that's causing a safety problem. So by Monday morning, I'm told, those are going to be gone. So we're going to have to live with the roundabout the way it is now. Now, here's part two of the announcement. I think someone's happy.
Listen,
someone's happy back
applaud.
There.
So Jeff Bergosh yesterday, Commissioner Jeff Bergosh yesterday in his coffee with the commissioner live in Perdido was a one announcement that the residents couldn't get fast enough, which is that the rumble strips or the remove your teeth rattlers or, if you need to get rid of a spare catalytic converter, that's your place. They were put in about a month ago. And I remember when my wife and I were coming back from Orange Beach and drove over and we're like, what did just happened? That's new, right? And I called Chris Phillips. He's like, yeah, they're new. And I'm like, brother. No. So they were put in. The theory was that people are going too fast into the roundabout on Perdido Key and they're not, slowing down as they need to in order to properly make that work. Because the whole point of a roundabout is to slow traffic down so that it can have the streams integrated with each other, right? People are going too fast. So, hey, let's put in rumble strips and let's make them slow down. God. Send the bill for suspension to the county. Anyway, so they're going away. Okay, they're going away. And, you know, it's one of those things where if they had done it with a little bit less rigor, probably they would be able to stay. But, you know, you do a thing too much and all of a sudden there's a fix that's got to go in. 4376. So that's good news. That's really good news. Of course, the bad news is then you're just back to the status quo ante, which is, you know, what the roundabout was like before they put it in the rumble strips, which was also not good. So as the commissioner has said many times, they're looking to either redesign the roundabout or get rid of it entirely and go to a traffic light. Or, I don't know, ban cars from the island. You know, maybe that's one answer. That's probably not the best answer. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
It is a busy traffic morning. If you are on Pensacola Boulevard going southbound, you're going to be backed up all the way from Detroit Boulevard to 9 Mile Road. And like I said earlier, I wish I could offer you an alternate route, but Old Palafox is backed up as well all the way from Burgess back to 9 Mile Road. Coming in from Pace, we're seeing a lot of buildup right as you get off that bridge into Pensacola. Eastbound on Gulf Beach Highway and Navy Boulevard, seeing some buildup this morning as well. 10 Mile Road backed up in both directions due to a vehicle crash between Chemstrand and Palafox Road. And that is complete road blockage, so be careful heading that way. Heading into Pensacola from Gulf Breeze, you're going to be backed up from Avalon all the way back about a quarter mile, right when you get to the community church there. And other than that, we are seeing some buildup from Gulf Breeze heading into Gulf Breeze from Pensacola right outside of Gulf Breeze High. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Yeah, I was just looking at the map to see if I could figure out a workaround because I'm the kind of person that I would rather drive a half hour out of the way than wait 5 minutes in stalled traffic because I mean, 9 Mile to like, I don't know, Jernigan or something and then go over on Johnson to Davis. I mean, like, it's crazy. There's no way around it. And in fact, we've got a backup on Johnson going into on Olive going into Davis because people are trying to go around right. What they're encountering at Palafox. Yeah. So, yay. Fun times. All right. yeah. Oh, just side note, okay, because you're kind of talking about that vicinity. You know, the Chemstrand, there's all kinds of work being done on Chemstrand right now. South of 9 Mile, between 9 Mile and Johnson, they've got massive amounts of trees have been removed. The road is all marked up, sides marked up. And I'm sure people driving that area are like, what is happening? It's a $6 billion repaving project. Now, I talked to Wes Moreno about this yesterday a little bit. And basically, it's not going to expand the footprint of the road. It's still going to be two lanes. There's not going to be bike lanes. There's not going to be a center lane. But there are going to be sidewalks. There's not going to be a multi-use path. I had thought based on what I saw that it was maybe going to be a multi-use path. So it'll still be safer when they're done. That is a very dangerous road, especially at night. The lighting is terrible. The visibility is terrible. The trees make it terrible. I mean, it's like take your life into your hands kind of thing. So the repaving is going to be much better. And it's also they're doing ECWay is doing a water line improvement along there. And there's going to be some storm drain improvements along there. And it'll be done in maybe March of next year is the target for that. So if you're driving in that vicinity and today you're trying to avoid traffic on Palafox going down Chemstrand, you're like, what is happening here? Well, now you know. Mm-hmm. And knowing is half the battle. Thank you, G.I. Joe. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
You don't get enough G.I. Joe references these
days.
You
really don't. Yeah. No, that's right. Yo, David.
The head of the FBI says the Bureau is working with colleges to warn of anti-Semitic threats of violence. Thousands of students have been protesting at college campuses across the country. FBI Director Christopher Wray tells NBC News that the Bureau is now giving schools information on potential threats. Donald Trump back in a Manhattan courtroom today for his trial. Jurors will hear more testimony from former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker. And Trump's lawyers will also be in Washington, D.C., trying to convince the Supreme Court that he shouldn't face charges for alleged election interference.
I still can't believe that he's got a mandatory be at this one trial and can't even attend his own Supreme Court oral argument.
It's just bizarre.
That's
the former
crazy.
President wants to go to Washington, D.C. for a Supreme Court.
On a seminal, groundbreaking case that's never
involving
been
him.
Heard before
Absolutely.
Involving him and his susceptibility to be tried for things that he did while president. The hush money is before he was president. That's why it's not relevant. But, that's just not right. I mean, in all the grand scheme of things about this that aren't right, that's one of them. Go ahead,
right, sir.
Tupac
Shakur's estate threatening legal action against Drake after he used the late rapper's AI-generated vocals in a new diss track.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Welcome to the modern music. That's what that is, unfortunately. And we got to get our hands on it because, or get our arms around it because it's not good right now. David, thanks so much for the update. Lisa Newell from the Gulf Breeze News comes up next. Stick around.
This is WNRP Golf Breeze Milton, Pensacola. Proud winner of the Crystal Award in recognition of year-round community service.